Blog Talk Radio.
Several minutes late, and to get up an audio interview, and it took longer than expected. Sorry about that. Anyway, this is an interesting May 2nd in history. Among the birthdays today, the greatest of the Russian women empress and rulers, Catherine the Great, born today in 1729, is a link to American history. She hired John Paul Jones as the admiral in the Russian Navy to fight the Turks. And there's a movie starring Robert Stack, came out in 1960. It's fairly accurate and highly recommended. And it's called simply John Paul Jones, who was buried in Annapolis. And there's some debate as to whether he should get the title of father of the U.S. Navy or should John Barry. Also on this day, for our people of Jewish heritage, and I use the phrase Jewish heritage because we have... I think a grandmother in my family, a Spanish Jew, our great-grandmother, and a lot of Jews that I know, I've had girlfriends also, have the heritage, but they don't practice. In fact, they eat pork. They don't even, some of them don't even believe in circumcision. And a lot of other practices, like the ritual bath before marriage and all that. But Theodor Herzl, the father of Zionism, was born today. Father of Tyrone Power, great actor who dropped dead. His son dropped dead, Tyrone Power Sr. And Tyrone Power Jr. starred in the movie The Long Gray Line, which is about a guy named Maher, a legal immigrant from Ireland, who went to work at the U.S. Military Academy at West Point and rose to become a beloved, revered teacher there. Great movie. If you read the gossip of Hedda Hopper, her real name was Edna Furry, F-U-R-R-Y, born in Pennsylvania, and I think she worked. She wrote the gossip columns. Her son was not Dennis Hopper. I forgot his name, but he worked with in the legal drama series on TV as the special investigator. God, shame on me, I forgot this one. Anyway, her competition was she was always dishing it to the other woman, Hedda Hopper. There was Hedda Hopper and I forgot the other one. God, I'm getting old. Another great actor with a very rich accent, Brian Ahern, who starred in a movie, several movies. The last one was with Auntie Mame, with Rosalind Russell, but probably his most famous was he played Emperor would-be of Mexico, Maximiliano, or Maximilian, in the movie Juarez with Paul Muni, put on brown face, and played the role of Benito Juarez, who has a connection to cases that I worked on. Raul Almason was his grandnephew, a great lawyer who worked on several cases, HUD corruption here in San Francisco, and he became a lawyer in 1940, just before Pearl Harbor. He was in MacArthur's army as a legal officer and didn't practice law. He fled Corregidor with his pregnant wife and later emigrated legally to the United States. One of his son-in-laws married was distantly related to George Colette Marshall, the chief of staff of the U.S. Army in World War II. A lot of connections with people I've been involved with. Dr. Benjamin Spock, the baby doctor, presidential candidate, anti-war, anti-Vietnam War candidate. He was born today. Austrian actor with a great rich accent, Jewish heritage, Theodor Bickel. He played the villain in I got a picture in my mind. Humphrey Bogart and Catherine Hepburn in The African Queen. He played the German captain on the riverboat, which later got blown up just after he married Catherine Hepburn and Humphrey Bogart. Great movie. Robert Morley played the brother of Catherine Hepburn in that movie. Among the deaths today, Leonardo da Vinci in 1519, Meyerbeer, Giacomo Meyerbeer, Jewish heritage, famous composer in the 1840s, Senator Joseph McCarthy, and one of these days I'll have to play that interview. And the guy who brought Hitler to power, got him in the chancellery to work under von Hindenburg, who was president of Germany, didn't trust Hitler, but he was old and getting senile. Hindenburg died, and von Papen had thought he could control Hitler, but Hitler outsmarted him and named him ambassador to Turkey. Von Papen was in the dock at Nuremberg, but escaped the hangman's noose, and he died, I think, in the early 80s. J. Edgar Hoover died on this day. And we played a lot of his stuff. Hugh Marlowe, an actor, died. Helmut Dentine used to play these German roles. Milton Eisenhower, the older brother of General Dwight Eisenhower. Philip Dunn, the author. Giulio Gallo, the guy, one of the brothers who was a great vintner who really put the California wine industry on the map. And, of course, those of us who remember the hippie days of drinking jug wine and Gallo at the riverbank and at the nude beaches while smoking a little of that stuff, as we used to say. And then Michael Hordern had an interesting kind of a nasal voice, great English actor. He died today. Among the events today, and these are very important. We forgot General Henry Martin Roberts. He's important because he's the guy who created Roberts' Rules of Order. He was a descendant of famous Virginians related to Thomas Jefferson, Robert E. Lee, and he came out of the South. His father was, I think, the founder of Morehouse College. Roberts went to West Point, became an engineer, later rose to be chief of engineers, like General Berrigan, in another interview that I had done. Roberts was called on to preside over a meeting at a church, and he didn't know what to do because there was chaos. So he studied several books, and he modeled his Roberts Rules of Order because he was called on to preside over meetings all over the country. And he modeled this, the Roberts Rules of Order, on some of the procedures in the U.S. House of Representatives, but it was not intended for state legislatures or Congress. He was born today, and quite an interesting guy. As a civil engineer, an army engineer, and these are the guys that go around and take care of disasters, such as the last one down in Louisiana. What he worked on... dredging projects and engineering projects in Green Bay, Wisconsin, New York, the Mississippi River, What else did he do? Philadelphia, which had a naval yard. And he died in 1923, 9 days after his birthday, May 11th, 1923. Another important event today. Well, let me give you the others. John Cabot, who's not thought of much, although he was the Englishman who explored part of Canada. He started out today. Anne Boleyn, Henry VIII's wife, was accused of adultery and incest. She was the mother of Elizabeth I, and she lost her head in more ways than one. Charles II gave a charge to the Hudson Bay Company. This was the company set up to do the fur trade in the northernmost part of Canada. They later merged with another company. In 1776, France and Spain donated arms to the American rebels. Tsar Nicholas I banned the public sale of serfs. That was Tsar Nicholas II, who was executed at Treningenberg after the Russian Civil War, Russian Revolution. In 1865, getting back to people in our Civil War, President Andrew Johnson offered a $100,000 reward to capture Jefferson Davis, the Confederate president. Those of you who remember Good Housekeeping Magazine, in 1883 it started. We had celluloid photo film patented in that time. 1890, the Sooner State, Oklahoma Territory, was created, and we got Will Rogers out of that. And now we have the Harrison Drug Act in 1960. Now, it's not well known, but it's very important to what is involved in Obamacare and this control of a medical profession. Now, the guy who came up with the Harrison Drug Act, that's what it's called, he was Francis Burton Harrison, and he had quite a background himself. He was a legislator from New Jersey in the U.S. House of Representatives. And he was married five times. One of his wives was Mary Crocker, who was the daughter of the founder of Crocker Bank here in San Francisco, and was also Crocker the railroad magnate. He was a lawyer. He's a private secretary to Jefferson Davis. In his lineage, he was related to Robert E. Lee, Governor Morris of Revolutionary War, Thomas Jefferson, and Robert E. Lee. He went to Yale and was part of that Skull and Bones secret society. He served in the Spanish-American War as a captain, later became a brigadier. He had five wives. His last wife was a Filipina. He was appointed Governor General of the Philippines, and he worked on Filipinization, preparing the Filipinos after the Spanish Civil War for their own independence and to govern themselves. Now, he came up with this thing, the Harrison tax law, which was to regulate the non-medical use of opiates, opium, cocaine, and the derivatives. Then also there was the drug tax, which was the non-medical prescription use of drugs. There was a $1,000 tax each time you did this. And this was the beginning of the federal oversight and federal regulation of the medical profession, it'll be interesting to see if this has been quoted in any of the legal briefs before the U.S. Supreme Court, also known as SCOTUS. Burton, I don't know what he would say today on this whole business of marijuana, medical marijuana, but later Harry Anslinger became head of the Bureau of Alcohol, Firearms, and Tax, ATF. But Burton lived, he was born in 1873, and he lived to 1957. Interesting guy, and he's not well known, but he should be, because this is very important to us today about our use of drugs and this issue of medical marijuana. Now, people are wondering about this alleged scandal of recall of pet food by the Diamond Company of South Carolina, and I interviewed one of the veterinary doctors who invented a pet food called Cornucopia, and his name was Dr. Braddock. He's also a polo pony enthusiast, and he also invented a food for ponies. But here is the interview of his on pet food nutrition, or what I call "You are what you eat, and so is your pet."
Peter Paul for Animals and the Idea of Better Nutrition. We're speaking to Dr. Broderick, the inventor of Cornucopia. Thanks again for being on the program.
My pleasure.
Do you want to do a thing? Oh, well, what we did about? How many? What was our time? I have a bad sense of time when I do this.
Do you do anything on horses?
Oh, yeah. Can we,
should we fly? Can you do good?
We got another one. Listen, are you ready to do something with me?
I've got
I've never been tried before. I've gone into all the schools now and given samples. What I have done is take curriculum subjects and put an animal contact to it and reading it up. And it's one president's test. Which I was 87 in New York, the dog museum was not there. That's the mine is different.
We've got a problem here, and I'm going to end early.
I got to start making some money. That's right. We've talked about this for years. But see, this is a demo for a TV.
But what I'm going to do is replay on Friday.
You know, we're going to end now. I'm not getting anywhere.
But that audio paper was a long time. I had to edit.
They asked me if they jacked me around. Huh?
I just went
for a deal in Syria. Oh, you did? Well, I know what Jack Moran. Oh, you mean?